Right, can you introduce yourself for me, please?
My name's Helen O'Neill. I'm the senior key worker at Enroute Foyer. We're a supported housing project for young people.
Here in Dudley?
In Dudley, yeah.
And we're sat in the back garden, and
are.
You might be able to hear running water, which is the water feature.
It is.
And you also might hear people wandering around.
Yes, and you might hear the school children when they come out to play as well in a few minutes.
Fantastic. So I have just been speaking to Dina, who scored 4 goals.
She sure did.
And clearly has loved the football experience.
Yeah.
So how's this come about?
It came about, it's something that we've always wanted to do, or it's something that I've always wanted to do. However, like lots of things, there's money involved. It was almost an accident. I've got a connection. I'd emailed a few people to ask if we could play some friendlies against other sort of social enterprises projects within Dudley. And I've got to credit the volunteer from Atlantic House, which is Dudley's drug and alcohol adult service, who runs Atlantic House's football team, because he put me on to Dudley Mind, who were trying to set up a football league that was for people who had either suffered homelessness, mental health, drug and alcohol abuse. So people that don't fit into disability leagues and don't have access to mainstream league football. There's a lot of work for disabilities. There's a lot of funding in disabilities. Mainstream football, you need money in order to take part in that, even at Sunday League standard, because you need to be able to pay subs, you need to be able to buy boots, shin pads, you've got to be able to get yourself there and back every single week. And if you are what we call socially excluded, all that is impossible. So the idea was to fill this gap of people who want to play and participate and who enjoy sport, who just don't have any access to it. So we met up different organisations within Dudley, and with the support of the Albion Foundation and Birmingham County FA, the league was set up last year. I think we had our first fixture August last year. We had played a few tournaments as well within, like, there's leagues for like wellbeing and recovery as well. So we played a few tournaments with them too. I have friends who are involved in football because I'm a massive football fan.
Right.
I live and breathe football. And so I had a friend who runs a charity tournament. I asked him if we could enter a team into that, and he said, yeah, sure, we could. We did that last May. And on the back of that tournament, the committee members for Withymore Colts, which is one of the biggest community teams, clubs in the West Midlands, picked up on, they were sort of like, well, you know, where's this team come from? Who are they? Because we sort of turned up in crappy old T-shirts and nobody got football boots. Everybody else was kitted out to the hilt and we were just a bunch of scruffs. But they actually played brilliantly. They, considering they were playing on grass and they were all sort of wearing trainers, they did great. And it caught people's attention. So my friend,
So the game connects you into the community as well.
Of course it does, yeah. And then people were sort of like, we're asking my friend Dan, so who are they? Where did they come from? And he told them the little bit that I told them. They were wowed by it because they couldn't believe that they turned up just basically in their street clothes, given 100%, played their hearts out, and they basically, the committee got together and said, we need to do something to support these people. They made us their community team, so they sponsor us, so they paid for our FA affiliation, which you have to have in order to participate in any kind of league. That involves money, obviously, so Witham will pay that for us. They provided us with some training kit, they provided us with our football kit, and it's gone from there, really. And yeah, it's just sort of built.
So, I mean, Dina loves sport.
Yes, she does.
So clearly she gets it's playing to her strength, which is a great thing to
yes.
do. But there's clearly wider things going on that benefit the people who live here.
Yeah, because from our point of view, we always say that it's we're not playing to win, we're not there to be, like, the best. We're there because there's so much more to be gained from just being part of a team, from actually being out there in the fresh air, meeting new people. What am I talking about?
No, you're talking about the wider benefits. You're absolutely, you're saying it's not about.
It isn't for everyone. And yes, there are young people that it doesn't suit because sport isn't for everybody. However, we have got young people who aren't particularly sporty. And it's not because it's not about whether you're brilliant at football. It's that thing of being part of the team. And just get out on the pitch and just see how it feels. And we actually had somebody who played on Thursday for the first time. He'd been down with us a couple of other times, and he'd done warm-up and training with them, and he just watched. But he did actually play for the first time. And Dina was the same. Dina didn't play the first time. She just came and watched. And he doesn't... she's got sporting ability, he hasn't, but he still played and he loved it. And it doesn't matter how good you are, that's not what it's about. It's about the camaraderie, the team spirit, how it makes you feel, that part of being a team. And that, yeah, it's just that's much more important in some ways.
Do you worry it's a league of people who have got an issue? Is that an issue? Does that matter? Or
no, not at all. No, and it's strange you should say that, because some of the other teams we're competing against are they're from mental health projects. So some of their players do have some serious mental health problems, and there are a couple that they have to bring their support worker with them, who has to monitor them because they have issues with behaviour. But I can honestly say, in the 12 months that we've been doing this, we have had nothing. No, there's been no conflict, there's been no arguments, there's been no handbags, there's been no fight, not just from our team, from any of the teams, because it just isn't like that. Because once you're there and you're in the zone, it's about the sport, it's about the competition, and it's about playing as a team, and they completely focus on that. Which brings you back to another reason for doing it, is when you're in the moment there, you're not worrying about all the other stuff. You're not worrying that I only live on £58 a week, that I've got no food in my fridge. You're just there in the moment, and just for that time that you're there, you can forget about everything else and just focus on the football team.
And I think that's right. I think that's what I got from Dina, was we're just people doing something together.
Yeah. And it's that chance to, you know, a lot of people get to do that and they take it for granted. That, you know, it's hard to comprehend that they are utterly excluded from anything like that because of their lack of finances, that it just doesn't happen, and the lack of parents to ferry you backwards and forwards. It, you know, for them, it doesn't happen unless something like this is set up and they can take part in that way. And it's that chance to be normal. It's that chance to do something that everybody takes for granted, that perhaps we don't understand, that means a lot to them, that otherwise they wouldn't be able to do. I've spoken to a lot of young people that have come here previously, and that was another reason for wanting to get it going, whose only positive experiences of their childhood was being part of a football team. And I heard that a lot, and that was another big motivation to get it going as well.
Brilliant. You seem really proud of it.
I'm proud of them. I'm so glad we've got it going. I'm really chuffed. The big challenge is, because our players change over and over, that we have to keep on motivating and you know, promoting all the time. But I don't mind doing that. I can talk about it all day.